See, I'm not. See, you're not reading for my benefit. See, I know what's in that book. And I mean from scratch to scratch. And you and others are mistranslations and interpolations, they don't fool me in that.
That's right.
See, you just might as well read like it is the first time. See, I know what that. I can quote it without reading it. See, you're not reading for my benefit. See, I know what's in that book. And I mean from scratch to scratch. And you and others are mistranslations and interpolations, they don't fool me in that.
That's right.
See. Get you get it? All right, read them.
And there was war in heaven.
Michael and his angel.
Fought against the dragon.
Now look, let me stop right here and shoot something in here right quick. You see. Now look, there was war in heaven. Mm-hmm. You see. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now here it says there was war. I said war in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Michael and his angels fought. And that a dragon was cast out. You see? Cast out into the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you so stupid that you can't see if there was a war in heaven? You understand? When he was there. And if he's cast out down on the earth plane, you understand, and incarnated in the house of men. You understand? Can't you see? There's no escape from it. There just simply got to be war on earth.
Okay.
Now that's what Messiah said. And I've been telling you to take your Bibles and look at the 24th chapter of Matthew. See? Understand? The 21st chapter of Luke and the 13th chapter of Mark. And there you will see that he said, there shall be wars and rumors of war. He said, many, not a few. So you pay attention to what you're reading. Many false prophets, you understand, shall go out into the world, and many, not a few, shall be deceived.
Right.
You understand? Now here we are. See? And it's looked upon as a masterpiece. You understand? Of oratorical. You understand? Presentation. And appeal to the United Nations. And when we say United Nations, we're talking about the nations all over Elwood's way, congregated up there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And New York.
Mm-hmm.
You see? By Pope Paul the Sixth. And in his message to the UN, he said there must be no more presentation. And appeal to the United Nations. And when we say United Nations, we're talking about the nations all over Elwood's way, congregated up there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And New York.
Mm-hmm.
You see? By Pope Paul the Sixth. And in his message to the UN, he said there must be no more war.
That's what he said.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
See? All of the masterpiece that he has written. Messiah said that shall be. War. He said there must be no more.
See? You understand? Get it now?
Mm-hmm.
Pope John the 23rd wrote his masterpiece, the Encyclical, Peace on Earth.
Goodwill to all men, all men. A masterpiece.
Understand?
Yeah. And he didn't. See, he got to use the word. He didn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah.
You see? Now that's what the angels swung out that sea and said, peace on earth. Right?
Right.
Listen careful. Don't you get fooled.
Mm-hmm.
Messiah that was born in Bethlehem of Judea.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
That's what those angels were talking about when they said peace on earth.
Right.
He, Messiah, right. Is our peace on earth.
See?
And if you don't have him, you don't have no peace.
That's right.
On earth. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Now here's what peace on earth said. Or what Messiah said.
That's right.
See? He said, I did not come to bring peace. But a sword.
See? You see the point?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just showing you how all this twisting up and misrepresented by these devils. You understand? Saying there must not be no peace. I'm trying to show you who these devils are. See? Why they were cast out of heaven. Cast down on earth. And they're down here with that drastic, dramatic.
See?
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Extemporaneous and written appeals before the nations of the earth. You understand? Talking about them, be no more war. And that's what peace on earth come for, was to bring war.
That's right.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They were there And when that empress was killed, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
No.
Killed. He was a Roman Catholic
running South Vietnam. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Yeah.
And the acclamation was this. We have a right to be in Vietnam.
Because Joshua the Messiah, they call him Jesus Christ, sent us to go in all the world and preach the gospel. And our act of obedience to the Messiah is not an unjustifiable invasion. So therefore we have a right to be in Vietnam.
That's right.
And we're not going to be purged or driven out. Vietnam, South Vietnam, was mixed up. Stand with communists and Buddhists. And for the most part, Buddhists. That was a Buddhist religion. You heard me. You're not blind. Now how in the world are you going to sell anything in Vietnam? Mm-hmm. You see? With the Roman Catholics in there. You understand? Fighting with the Buddhists and fighting with the communists. They claim they have a right to be there, the Catholics do. The Buddhists say we have a right to be here, it's our land. The communists, which are also Chinese, say, that have turned to the Communist Party, they say we have a right to be here. You see what I mean?
Right.
They say the United States of America, not Vietnam, say. The only prospective possibility of any peace negotiations be taken in consideration. Did you withdraw your troops from South Vietnam? And if you can't do that, we don't want to come to no peace there. We don't want to head us to Biden. Not interested in your talk. We're not going to withdraw our troops. We're taking our friends back in their place and say, we're not going to withdraw our troops. And that North Vietnam, which is coming, we're going in there and take it and take over.
Vietnam.
We won't do it. Explain to me. These are our people. These are Chinese. You're merely a family affair. Now put the thing down like it is. Now I'm asking from a biblical point of view. Okay. You get the point? I'm showing you the impossibility of it. You understand? We're not going to withdraw our troops, so we say. You understand?
Right.
You see what I mean? Because we're not going to let you invade it. You understand? We're going to keep you from doing it. You understand? And they said, well, you don't have a business. You understand? Because what you have to do, the conditions upon which, you understand, that we'll talk peace with you, is when you withdraw. You understand?
Yes.
Now look how stupid we are. See? I just want to show you how stupid we are. See? See? Somebody said, well, God forbid that you talk about our government like that. See, now my book don't read like that.
Right.
My book bids me to talk about it like this. Our government. Now here's why. If you read Isaiah 9:6, You understand? It says that. You understand? Mm-hmm. Better read it and let it get recorded.
Hurry up quick.
For unto us,
unto us,
a child is born. Unto us a son is given.
And the government
shall be upon his shoulders.
Right.
Now the government and the rule of the world is going to be upon his shoulders. Don't you stand in my face and tell me that I'm not justified in talking about it being upon somebody else's shoulders. The government of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And for your information, there isn't anything going on. There isn't anything going on but what pleases the Lord.
That's right.
You see, if it displeased him, it wouldn't be. You see, that's the reason why it's going on. Because the government's on his shoulders. Now, it's not on Lyndon B. Johnson. It's not on the man's shoulders of North Vietnam.
Right.
It's not on Moscow. You understand? It's not on Beijing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm, that's right.
The government is not.
Mm-hmm.
It's on his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
See, on whose shoulders? His shoulders. Joshua the Messiah.
Okay.
You understand? Mm-hmm. When you call Jesus Christ, you understand? The government's upon his shoulders. You understand? Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
You see, now since the government is upon his shoulders, and I don't know whether you forgot, you say, or lost even the continuity of thought. I told you that the end was declared from the beginning.
Right.
And he said he'd work all things after the counsel of his own will.
Mm-hmm.
You got a Daniel book.
Yeah.
Suppose you read that. See, there isn't anything happening in North Vietnam or South Vietnam nor anywhere else in the world.
Right.
Remember the
contrary to his purpose.
Right.
He's going to bring it to pass. All right, read.
Remember the former things
of old.
For I am God.
See, compare our passages to the beginning. For I am God.
And there is none else.
Now there is none else.
I am God. And there is none like me.
There's none like me. All of them put together, you understand? There's none like me. Not none like us, none like me. You understand?
Right.
Now, what else about that?
Declaring the end.
From the beginning.
And from ancient times. The things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand.
And I will do all my pleasure. And the UN. The Congress of the United States of America. You understand? Or the ruling powers in Moscow, in Beijing, Canada, and England, see, shall not obstruct or hinder me from doing all of my good pleasure. They can't help it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I will do it.
Yes.
And I will bring it to pass. What are you talking about? I'm talking about that Messiah said there shall be war. Nobody can intervene. You understand? You see that now? Careful. This chapter, the first Thessalonians. See, now you talk about peace negotiations. You see, you're talking about war and peace, right?
Right.
All right, read.
For when they shall say, peace and safety.
Now for when they shall say, peace and safety.
Then what happens?
Then sudden destruction.
Then sudden destruction.
Cometh upon them.
Cometh upon them.
As travail upon a woman with child.
As travail upon a woman with child.
And
what
they
do you
shall not escape.
And they shall not escape. Now, what? See, I don't know what you're reading now. You say, get the first verse.
But of the time.
But of the see, now run. Look so you won't make this mess no more. See, because these devils is telling you that Messiah shall descend from heaven. You understand? And his feet shall stand on Mount Olive. And the earth shall cleave asunder. You understand? And then he will sit down on the earth and rule. You understand? And the saints will rule with him. You understand? 1,000 years, that's called a millennium. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, if you go back where they got that idea, them devils and disorderly, up in the fourth chapter in the 16th verse, it says this. See, I got to hasten on now, you see. Understand? I've got to hasten on. Understand? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of an archangel and the trump of God. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Pick me on up. Beat it.
And the dead in Christ
shall rise first. Read.
Then we which are alive. And remain shall be caught up
together.
With them in the cloud. To meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be
with them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Read on.
Wherefore, for this reason, or on this account, comfort one another
with these words. You understand? Read on.
But of the times and the seasons,
you don't have no need for me to write unto you.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now you're sitting around reading your newspaper. You understand? Loafing around. Wasting your time, being deceived, hearing, seeing, peace, Johnson and everybody else, I'm about peace. Now if peace comes, then sudden destruction.
Right.
And you all, your knees ought to be knocking together tonight. Just pray the war will get over.
Mm-hmm.
You catch it?
Yeah.
Did you catch what I'm talking to you about?
Yeah.
See? They wouldn't be talking about peace. You understand if they believe the record? You understand? See? I hope everybody engaged trying to get peace. You see? Understand? Then I'm all off. More. Peace. You see? And while they're running around deceiving you with that. You understand? And you were hoping. You understand? That peace shall come. You understand? You're justified in it. And I certainly do endorse it. If he was only aware of what is to follow in the event. Now that's what I'm complaining about. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You better be. Now I have to get back in on the spiritual side now. Understand? Now we ruled out atomic bombs. See, we have a sign to that effect that we will not use what is in this moment. You understand?
Yeah.
You understand? We'll use cigarette bombs. You see? You understand? We'll use bayonets and machine guns. You understand? To repel and to retard the approaches and advances of the advance. You understand? You understand? See? Huh? Am I to do the secret?
Yeah.
See? That's what we're going to use. You understand? We root out the temple. See? Now those weapons that they are using,
sin hoping. And Christmas is coming too. So they think. And they want a ceasefire during the Yuletide season, which strengthens the negotiations. They did have some last year. Ceasefire, at least not bomb North Vietnam. You understand? You see? Get it? Now, listen, folks. The weapons of, their warfare, they are harmed by a full trigger. Understand? Where you shoot cannon, blast by force, by fire, annihilate, and then stand around and boast. We killed more North Vietnamese today. And had more casualties today than we have in any time during the war. That's the kind of a cry we get. But our casualties are few. I'm asking you, is that right?
Right.
Now here is the Apostle Paul. See? Now that's them devils in the flesh. Daddy's is pulling in face. You understand? And that family girl is pulling in face. That's them devils. They're standing in the book, telling you to die to defend their rights to be there and to destroy those souls. Do you understand? With that destructive doctrine. I'm talking about the deceptive Roman Catholic priesthood. You understand? And when the thing got really very here not too long ago, a Roman Catholic priest stepped out and said, unless you boots stop agitating and siding in with the communists, you understand, I will call, you see, troops in myself unless you stop. It was that in the paper.
That's
you'll
right.
Say, well, I'll get the paper to read. You understand? Now, that's the case. That's the weapon that he's talking about. That's the weapons that he expects to defend his right to be in that a preacher an erroneous doctrine which is destroying more souls than you can shoot down with a machine gun or even blast out with an atomic bomb. You understand? Now here's Paul talking about that. You understand? He said the weapons of our genuine soldiers, you understand, in the Salvation Army. And I'm not talking about the Salvation Army. I'm talking about the real Salvation Army. You understand? You understand? Those angelic reapers, they're the ones that God has sent. And like the apostles, you understand, he is saying, oh God, help me to get this people to see. He is saying, the weapons of our warfare, they are not fire.
All right. But they're mighty through God. To the pulling down of the promise. And every high thing that exalts itself
against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought, you understand, to the obedience of Christ, of Messiah. You understand?
Right.
Our weapons, there's his car. You understand? Ours is not
carnal.
You understand? Theirs is natural. Ours is spiritual. Listen, folks. We wrestle not. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood. Well, if you are not wrestling against flesh and blood, you understand? But what we are wrestling against is against principalities and powers, destiny, and spiritual wickedness.
in high places. The devil in the back. These people around in the churches that I told you about, it's the sin and the meeting of people, you understand? Are about. You understand? Our weapons. We're fighting against them. You understand? You see? Now that's what we're fighting against.
Mm-hmm.
We're not fighting against flesh and blood. See? You understand? And people nowadays, see, you can see I'm a Negro. People walk around, some of them come in the door and say, I wonder if this is some parts of the civil rights movement. See? You understand? And we've had it for 20 years. You understand? Say, I don't know. I bet some of them is coming. You understand? The comments are slick. It ain't got all up in the groove, isn't it? You understand? See what I'm talking about? And I bet you some of them Negroes in there and them people in there are communists. Talking about this group. You understand? See?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody got in there walking and say, are you a Catholic?
Yeah.
Roman Catholic?
Yeah.
See, and then another stoop, he'll come along and he'll say, are you a Protestant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I want to answer those questions for you. Listen, I am not a Roman Catholic. I am not a Protestant. I am not a communist. I am not a Christian.
Okay.
See? Understand? I'm none of that. I'm answering your question.
Yeah.
And if you are, you're wrong. Anything I say. You see?
Mm-hmm.
It's not Christian. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Christian is just as bad as Catholic. It's just as bad as communist.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See, I'm making it clear to you.
Yes.
And I'm showing you how the devil deceived so many millions of people. You understand? He said, well then, they first began to be called Christians at Antioch. No, sir?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
I can read the Bible. I know that's what you got in that book. You understand? But they wouldn't call that. They say Peter said in Acts 4:12. You understand? Said there's no other name given under heavens whereby man can be saved, saving the name of Jesus Christ. Now Peter did not say that.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And you cannot be saved under the name of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Because that is not his name. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is a listen at me. Then you see why I said I was not a Christian. You understand? Jesus Christ is a Hindu idol, sun god, the Greek sun god. Now that's who Jesus Christ is. See? Now but you don't start sassing me. His name is Yahshua the Messiah, not Jesus Christ.
That's right.
See, and there's no other name given under heaven whereby man can be saved, saving the name of Yahshua the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Well, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did I get it over clear?
Mm-hmm.
See? And Jesus Christ was not in your Bible to begin with.
Right.
Paul, Peter, none of them. And there has been no Jesus Christ walking around on the earth. There was Jesus Christ was not born in Bethlehem of Judea.
That's right.
That's right.
I'm here to tell you the truth. See, I'll be there very shortly. But now, are you interested?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I helping you? You see? Now, got to go back to my text. The train of thought, right? Now, we just got through talking about where the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen carefully now. Talking about peace. You understand? And when they say peace and safety, comes sudden destruction. Listen. Now you pay strict attention because I may talk fast. You know, I am. I get wound up. I feel winding up coming. Now, that day of the Lord. And that peace, that day of the Lord will come as a thief. I didn't say night. I said day will come as a thief in the night. And while you all deceived with all these old erroneous, hypocritical, satanic doctrines, you understand? You understand what I'm talking about? Babylon done fell. Roman Catholicism is just as bad as it can be. They have to admit it. Right straight, it's in the newspaper, folks. Babylon has fallen. See, they have admitted that they were wrong. Pope John said this. See, he said, and it's a famous saying now. Why did he want to call the Ecumenical Council in the first place? Mm-hmm. If the church was right, why do you call her a council? Mm-hmm. You understand? And this is what he said. He said he was going to raise the windows. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fresh air. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
In the 17th chapter of Revelation, the 18th chapter of Revelation, John said, out on the Isle of Patmos, he saw the angels of the Lord flying through the midst of heaven, crying with a loud noise. Babylon is fallen. It's fallen. Listen now. You talk about this open admission. And he's sitting listening right at him. And that voice was crying, Babylon is fallen. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Why for? You see? You understand? Because that you receive not of her plagues.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Listen. For she has become the cage of every fowl. That's a profuse, odoriferous smell. She has become the cage of every foul and unclean spirit. And Pope John can admit, I'm going to raise the windows and let some air in.
All right.
Babylon means confusion. See, and they're confused. You understand?
Yeah.
Now look. Now you understand that, don't you? She's fallen. Now look. She's come to know within 1 hour. Dr. Gross, the president, is recording. See, an hour. It's 40 years. Roger, can you put this on, Miss Bowman? Now, what I'm at to is up to is 6,000. I'm up to 6,000. Now, you see, it can be 40 years from now. You know what I mean? See, 40, now that's 1 hour. You understand? Bishop, I'm telling you, when you correctly apply that, where Babylon or confusion is fallen, within 1 hour, or within this last 40 years, it isn't but 30 more years from here to AD 2000. Mm-hmm. Not 40. 10 years of it is already gone. You understand? 10 years of it is already gone. You understand? And when so now Babylon, she'll have to fall. You understand? See, you'll never get to the 82,000. You understand?
Right.
See, because this dispensation, back there, so put it on the board, it's already there. It was 1,656 years. That's the Antediluvian age. See, at that age, you understand, was 1,656 years. That's to the flood, from Eden to the flood. You understand? And from the flood to the cross, that's 2381. You got it right on the board. You understand? And from the cross down to here, where we are now, is 1,933 years. You see? Now, anybody can add that up. See, a sixth grade scholar. Now he said, this one's a short age here. This one, see, an age is approximately 2,000 years long. That's approximately the side of an age. You understand? Then three ages would be 2,000 apiece, would make 6,000. Is that right? Now, this one's a short age here. This one is a long one here. And that's why Messiah said, well, I told you to read that. I don't know how many times. But except those days be short, there wouldn't be no flesh saved. You understand? Here this angel is flying through the midst of heaven. You understand? Crying with a loud voice. Babylon is fallen, and she's fell within 1 hour. You've seen the ecumenical council convened. You know they admitted that they were wrong. And Protestants at the International Council of Churches, they admitted that they were wrong. Now Babylon is fallen, folks. You can't get around it. Don't say I'm bringing the accusation together. They're saying so this hour.
Right.
And you haven't got the 30 more years. Any way you fix. And he said, now, unless this age, say, should be short. If this is a short one, this is a long one. We're living in now, it's got to be a short one.
Right.
You see? You understand? Now listen, now we've talked about war and we've talked about peace. You understand? You read out of the first epistle of Paul. Is that right? And we began with the 16th verse. And you understand? And we said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of an archangel and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Is that right?
Right.
Now the people are looking at that as way down yonder. You understand? You see what I'm talking about? They don't know where it is. Some of them looking down there, you understand? And others don't know where to look.
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? Just deceived and fooled about it. And going on. You understand? Now when Paul wrote that epistle, that first epistle to the Thessalonians, you understand? And told them that the day of the Lord, that's in the fifth chapter. Just don't pay no attention to the division of them chapters and get all messed up like they've been doing. You understand? Read right on into the sixth, out of the fourth and right on into the fifth. You understand? He said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Ain't that right? Now somebody thought he's talking about knocking over the tombstones and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? But you must be resurrected right where you're sitting that in your seat, spiritually. So you understand what I'm talking about? You're the grave in which your inner man is dead.
Yeah.
You understand?
Right.
Dead. Paul said she that liveth in place is dead yet while she lives. You understand? You're dead yourself. That's what's wrong. You understand? This grave, this body, this grave that you're in. You understand? Paul talking to the Ephesians said, you have been quickened. You were dead in trespasses of sin. Ain't that right? You're the power. Ain't that right? I mean, you get the Holy Spirit. Ain't that right? Then you are resurrected. Ain't that right? You see what I'm talking about? That's what the resurrection is. That's going on now.
Right.
You understand? That's like him to jump down out of the cloud someplace. You and your kind of mind, that's what the devil out here is telling you, you understand? Now, when Paul wrote that epistle, you understand, to the Thessalonians, and we got on down in the end of the fourth, see, they didn't stand reading on into the fifth and begin with the first verse of the fifth. They didn't do that. So then today, back there at that day and time, they were looking for him to jump out of the sky. You understand? The 7 day Adventist, yes, I'm going to talk about it all I please. And ain't nothing you can do about it either. And if you don't like it, you understand, I'm going to tell you anything. They were looking for him to come in 1844. They miscalculated 2,344 days. 1844 they was expecting. Ain't that right?
Right.
And sold their property. And they did everything. And they went out on the housetops and the roofs and all. And waited. They expected to see him to jump through the clouds at any time. You understand?
Right.
manifestation that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and they calculated the 2300 days of 2300 years from B.C. 457 and end up in 1844. Ain't that right? That Dr. Harrison got it right there on the board. And now, here Jehovah's Witnesses, they come along, you understand, and they miscalculate a prophecy, you understand? And them devils I'm talking about in the flesh going around here deceiving the people, you understand? And got all this unrest on earth, wars and pestilence and famine, you understand? And these hypocrites in these churches, and these false prophets in these churches, you understand? Talking about we're preaching the word of God, and we're this and we're that and other, and you can't tell them nothing, you understand? And millions upon top of men, wrong prophets and prophets, you see? Now here's the they were looking for him to come in 1844. They miscalculated 2300 days. 1844 they was expecting. Ain't that right?
Right.
And sold their property. And they did everything. And they went out on the housetops and the roofs and all. And waited, expected to see him to jump through the clouds at any time. You understand? Thinking that the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God. And